This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. January 5th CE. January 5th CE first posted January 5th, 2010. Ephesians 3:2-12 Inclusion of Gentiles. Paraphrase. Paul assumed that the Galatian congregation had heard that Paul had received God's grace, unmerited favor, as a steward on behalf of the Gentiles, non-Jews. The mystery of Christ, which had not been known in former generations, had been made known to Paul by revelation by the Holy Spirit, as it had also been revealed to the holy apostles, messengers of the gospel, and prophets. The revealed mystery was that through the gospel the Gentiles share in the inheritance as members of the same body, the church, and through the gospel, they partake of the same promise in Jesus Christ. Paul had been given the ministry of that gospel as a gift by God's grace through God's power working in and through Paul. Paul felt unworthy, the least of the saints, those consecrated to God's service, to preach the incalculable riches of Christ to the Gentiles. Paul and the other apostles had been given the opportunity and privilege to make known to all the people of the world the mystery of God's plan which had been hidden for ages in God the Creator of all things. Now through the Church, all people and angelic beings in the universe can know the great wisdom of God of the eternal purpose God has accomplished in our Lord, Jesus Christ. Through our faith, obedient trust, in Jesus we have boldness and confidence of access to God. Commentary. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, felt less worthy than the original apostles, the remnant of the 12, minus Judas Iscariot, Jesus' betrayer, because Paul had persecuted Christians. Before his confrontation by the Holy Spirit, the risen Jesus, on the road to Damascus, Acts 9:1-20, Paul was as much an apostle as the original 11. He was filled with, guided, and empowered by the same Holy Spirit, and proclaimed the gospel to the Gentiles, as Peter had, to the household of Cornelius, Acts 10:9-48, 15:4-29. I believe that Paul was intended by God to be the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we can and should be. I believe that Paul was the one God intended to take the place of Judas Iscariot. The 11 had been told to wait in Jerusalem until they had received the gift, baptism, anointing, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. While they were waiting, they decided to choose a replacement for Judas. Since they didn't yet have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they chose Matthias by lot, by chance, like throwing dice, Acts 1:15-26. Matthias is never heard of in the New Testament thereafter, but after Paul's conversion most of the rest of the New Testament is by or about Paul. Paul loved his fellow Jews and wanted to share the gospel with them, but they refused to hear it and had imprisoned Paul at the time of Paul's writing this letter, Ephesians 3:1. The Jews knew the Bible scriptures had promised the Messiah, Christ, both mean God's anointed, the eternal Savior and King of God's kingdom. But they didn't realize that the Savior had been given for the Gentiles also, note Isaiah 49:6. They considered themselves righteous by keeping the law of Moses, and couldn't accept that Gentiles, unrighteous pagans, could receive the same forgiveness and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ by faith, obedient trust. God has always intended to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. From the very beginning He has designed this creation for that purpose, to allow us the freedom to choose whether or not to trust and obey God, and the opportunity to learn by trial and error that God's will is our very best interest. God knew that given freedom, we would all choose to do our will rather than God's will. Disobedience of God's word is the definition of sin. God has limited this creation and we ourselves by time, because He doesn't intend to tolerate rebellion and disobedience forever, or at all in His eternal kingdom. God has designed the Savior, Jesus Christ, into the structure of this creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. We are all sinners who fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus Christ is God's one and only provision for the forgiveness of our sins and our salvation from eternal destruction, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. God's wisdom has been progressively revealed to the world, first in the goodness and complexity of creation, then through God's Word, the Bible, then through Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's Word lived out in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-5:14. God's wisdom is unlike what mankind falsely calls wisdom. Worldly wisdom is incomplete and constantly changing. God's wisdom is complete, eternal and unchanging, 1 Corinthians 1:17-29-1:8. Jesus is the only way to know divine eternal truth, the only way to be restored to fellowship with God which was broken by sin, and the only way to have real, eternal life, John 14:6. The Church has received the stewardship of God's wisdom to proclaim it to the world. The Church is composed of, born-again, disciples of Jesus Christ. Believers are commanded to stay within the Church, the New Jerusalem, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5:8, until we had received the promised gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit before going into the world to proclaim the gospel and to make, born again, disciples of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:19-20. Through our faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, we are spiritually reborn by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, guidance, might, empowerment, knowledge of and fear, appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2. By the Holy Spirit we act personal knowledge of and fellowship with God the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?